Before we start the Bible study, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for the time that you've given to us. Father, as we look at these words today and thy word, Lord, help us, bless us, and help us to understand thy word. Thank you for all your blessings. We ask all of these things. In Jesus Christ's precious name, amen. So we are going to continue with the study on the Great Reset. And the question I have below that says, preparing the way for the man of sin, or is it? That is the question that I am asking myself, because the world is talking about the Great Reset. When they talk about the Great Reset, most of the time, it is with currency. Currency is what they usually set resets on. And you probably might have read recently the events that have taken place in England. They cut their taxes. The new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, cut the taxes at a time of high inflation, and the pound dropped in value, dropped even below the value of the dollar, which is the first time in so many years. And so we know that the Bank of England had to come in and save the currency or save the nation from chaos and collapse. And so we see events going on one after the other. But the most frightening thing is the predictions that the World Economic Forum is propagating and predicting. And they have got 8 predictions that they have, for which we have gone through that. And I will do the first prediction today, elaborate on that, and see what we can understand from it. And when we see that prediction, which says, you will own nothing and you will be happy. This WEF prediction 1, it says, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Now, like I've mentioned, this doesn't sound to make sense, because how can you be happy when you have nothing or when you own nothing? In life, we strive to own something. In life, we strive, we work, we study, and do all of those, finally to have a good life, to have a home, to have a car, and all of those things. And here, they're telling us, they're predicting by 2030 that you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Now, we will elaborate on those, but before we go to that, I like to if you would turn to Genesis chapter 47. Genesis chapter 47, reading from verse 13. And this is something that happened many, many years ago during the time of Joseph. And this happening took place, I personally feel the reason, besides many reasons, one of the reasons was to save the nation of Israel. Was to save the nation, God's plan to save the nation of Israel. Reading from verse number 13 of 47, and there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. Very simple to understand, but very frightening to understand when they say that there was no bread in the land. Now, we know the dream that Pharaoh had, 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. So this 7 years of plenty has just passed, and now it is the 7 years of famine. So this is the first year of famine, and there was no bread in the land. It was just so sudden, just like what Joseph had made interpretation of what had God revealed to him. And it says, the time of famine, there was no bread in all the land. Now, I had mentioned that we are going to hear things about famine, shortages of food, and all of those problems in the months and years ahead. And I mentioned the first Sunday that I spoke that it'll start this month, end of this month, the end of third quarter. What is going on in this world today is we are now living on stored grains, rice, wheat, corn, and all of those things of last year. And there is no more or not very much of plantation going on for this coming year. And that is why this prediction of a shortage of food and famine that will be present starting this year. Now, when I said that it'll start by the end of this month, there are 3 to 4 nations in Africa that's already experiencing famine in parts of these countries. One is Kenya, the other one is Somalia, which always had problems. Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Sierra Leone. That is the fourth African nation that is going through famine. It has already started. The reason for their famine is because of the drought, and they say it is from climate change, and I very well agree with that. And people don't have the money to go and buy food at an increased price. And for them to plant now, they have no money to buy fertilizer because the fertilizer, cost of fertilizer is very expensive. So we read the first prediction, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. What we are looking at here is to see how they are going to do that. We have no evidence except for one. They have started grabbing land in Europe, in the land of Netherlands, in the nation of Netherlands. They have started their pilot project, and it seems that they have been successful. So I will elaborate on that. Let me just go down here. Now, one of the things that on this subject, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. And I was looking through and researching what our founding fathers have said. The founding fathers of the United States, America, the first U.S. president, George Washington, had an idea. He said, you know, if you are to be free, not only can you just be free, but you should have freedom to own. That's what he said. If you don't own, you don't have freedom. If the ownership belongs to the higher authorities like the government or whoever that may be, then you truly don't have freedom. So his words were freedom and property rights are inseparable. You can't have one without the other. And now here we have the elite, the World Economic Forum, telling us you cannot own anything. What is this anything? That includes house, that includes cars, that includes whatever we own, land. Do you know that Bill Gates, which is the biggest proponent for all of these things to happen by 2030, he owns 214,000 acres of land in America. The King of England owns thousands of acres. So also these billionaires, they are grabbing up land all over because they want to control the food supply of this world. You see, if there is plenty of food or plenty of gas, the people are not dependent on anyone else. But if there's shortage of food, if there is shortage of gas, shortage of necessities, then that produces a dependency, and that's what they are trying to create. They are trying to create scarcity, and by scarcity, what they will do is produce dependency, and that's what we have. So This is already being propagated and supported by a lot of people. This young lady here is a member of parliament of Denmark, Ida Auken, and she says, welcome to 2030. I own nothing, I have no privacy, and life has never been better. Do you know our youngsters, our younger population today, those between the ages of 15 to about 35, and we may have a few of that age right here, they are supporting this. And you probably know with the last elections, what they said, some of our leaders were saying, I'll give you free. We will take you off. We won't charge you anything for this. We will cancel your educational loan fees. And they have done that. For some students, which is good for those students, but how about the others? How about the medical bankruptcies that's happening in this nation alone? It's unbelievable the number of people file bankruptcy because of medical cost. So here, these people, these youngsters are already propagating the same words that the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and the King, King Charles, and the others are propagating. Now, we know that these things all has to happen for some reason or other because of the changes, the climate change, yes. Now they are asking questions whether the hurricane that we had in Florida recently, whether that is the reason, whether climate change has a reason for that. Maybe, I do not know, but there are propagations and news about that, very much so. Now, let us look at about Europe. How are they taking the property or land, farmland especially, from the people? The example is in the Netherlands. Netherlands is what they have started first in a farming town called Stroh. And this has already happened. And what the government did is they appropriated $25 billion in the government without telling anybody the purpose of it. And they set aside that $25 billion. And they brought about two laws. One was the you or a person or a business cannot emit so much nitrogen or this green gases into the air. And if you do, you will either pay a heavy fine or you will have to stop your business. And to these farmlands, what they did was people that had, say, 100 heads of cows, or 500 heads of cows. These are big ranches, and they had to decrease their business by about 50 to 75% to meet the laws of the government. And so they realized, these farmers and these ranchers realized, that they cannot sustain on the laws of what the government of Netherlands did. And so what they did was they just gave up. They said, if we have to kill all our cows, then we won't be profitable. We will go under. And so they stopped farming. They sold their cows. They killed the cows. And what happened is the price of land dropped. When the price of land dropped, so they could not sell the land. And nobody wanted the land because of the law that the government has put in. And what happened was the government came in and picked up these lands on pennies on the dollar. The second way they did was they created a map of the land, and they said, these regions, you should decrease your nitrogen exhaust or the greenhouse gases by anywhere between 75% to 95%. So if you are in those regions, those people could not produce that, could not do that, could not reduce so much of nitrogen by the ranching that they're doing, and then the farmlands. Now, the farmlands, the problem was those they did cultivation of corn and wheat and all of those, they were using to produce large amounts of yield was the chemical fertilizer. But the chemical fertilizer causes nitrogen emission and greenhouse gases. And so they could not use chemical fertilizers. And because they couldn't use chemical fertilizers, the production or the yield decreased by 80%. By 80%. And this was seen in a country called Sri Lanka that recently went bankrupt. You see, Sri Lanka, what happened in Sri Lanka, why did that nation become bankrupt, is because they followed the dictates and the warns of the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. And one of the requirements is not to use a chemical fertilizer. And so because that was an order by the government, they could not get it, they could not use it, and they used organic fertilizer, which is being recommended. And they noticed that their yield and their production had decreased by almost 80%. What happened at that time? When that decrease happened, there was decreased yield of rice, wheat, and corn. Those were the three main items that we see, and Sri Lanka couldn't sustain. And so they had to buy these items, including plus gas, from outside, from other nations. And they had to use the dollar for trading on the international market. And they exhausted their money and they filed bankruptcy. And you know that their prime minister had to flee that country because people started rioting. And so that is the situation in that country. So also in Pakistan, you know that one-fifth of the nation was flooded and all the agriculture there has been destroyed. And they are facing starvation. Some have already started, some provinces have already started, and that is going to be an issue for them. But here, this is how they have started grabbing land in the land of Netherlands. And the government comes in with the $25 billion that they have allocated. They have come in and have started buying these lands. So people with money, people with clout and finances, they are buying up lands. You see, there's been books written that the way to control the people is to control the food. The way to control this world, this was from Henry Kissinger, a way to control the world itself is to control the money. So we are going to have the digital dollars going to be introduced in our country by next year, 2023. By the end of 2023, we will have the digital dollar established in our nation. This is already going on in China. China has already started the digital yuan, and they control the people. And if they don't follow what the government says, they cannot get out of their apartment or their house. It is that serious. Now, digital currency that's got a lot of advantages, and it is so good. I've read about almost 20 advantages. But two disadvantages that it has is going to cause us problems. One is they will know all information about our cash amount or wealth. And secondly, they can stop us from using that wealth because it is under their control. It is the government that will control our money. The digital dollar. Can you imagine if you go out, you didn't like something about what the government is doing, and you go and go out into the streets and protest, they will stop your money. They will stop your account and you cannot use your money. Has this happened before? Of course it's happening in China. But why don't we just look at our neighbors to the north? Remember the trucking strike that they had? The truckers were striking. Do you know their bank accounts were closed? They could not use that bank account. And do you know who saved them? This young man of ours, Elon Musk. He sent money through GoFundMe, and he sent money to them. So that is what could happen once the digital dollar comes into play. Let me go forward to, this is something that I've written about the scarcity. If they produce scarcity, we will be dependent upon the government. And there is no way that we cannot be. Now, the WEF knows that the people are going to fight, that people are going to strike back, and they are getting prepared. Now, we have letters or we have news in our publications about, look at this, why does the IRS need guns? IRS is an Internal Revenue Service that takes taxes from us. And this is an article in 2016. So this is not something that has just started now. It started sometime around 2010. The governments of the world are planning this now. I hope these things don't happen, but we will see. Let me ask you another question. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, we have heard of them. They own 600 guns, and the Smithsonian now employs 620 armed special agents. What for? Why? That's a question that we have. Secondly, Social Security Administration secured 800,000 rounds of ammunition for their special agents, as well as armor and guns. I didn't think that our senior citizens are going to go against the government. I don't think they plan to. They're just trying to keep their regular appointments with the doctors and the hospitals and just keep living. But look at this. The Social Security Administration is loading up on all of these things. This is the Veterans Administration has purchased 11 million rounds of ammunition. I don't think even they send this much to Ukraine. This is here in our nation, Veterans Administration. These are people that have gone and fought for us, enabled us to have the peace. They are back, either wounded or suffering with some kind of problems. And this is the administration that is acquiring all of this, 11 million rounds. And not only that, they have camouflage uniforms, riot helmets, shields, specialized image enhancement devices, and tactical lighting. So again, the question is, what are all this for? You probably just heard recently that they have funded, allocated funds to hire 87,000 IRS agents. Remember, 87,000 IRS new agents. They are saying that it's to audit the rich. I don't think they're going to audit the rich. And look at this, IRS has stockpiled 4,500 guns and 5 million rounds of ammunition in recent years, including 621 shotguns, 539 long barrel rifles, and 15 submachine guns. So all of this is going on. Why? And it's going on for several years. And this is public knowledge. This is all from the internet. It is nothing that is not published. So we see all of this. So when we see all of this, and when we see that the World Economic Forum, in unity with the United Nations and also the elected leaders of the world, when they are thinking of all of this and planning all of this, they are up to something. What is it, is the question. So what we can do is spend our time in prayer and pray that things will happen that will be just for the good of us. I know that our Lord will take care of us. There is no doubt about it. Just like our brother spoke last session. You see, we are marching towards the sea and we have got the enemy behind us. What is our escape? That's what we think of. And our Lord is our escape. He will find a way, a means for us to escape. But we got to trust in Him. And that's what we would need to do. Now, next Sunday, what I like to do is I would like so for all these things to happen. Nations have to collapse. If the man of sin, if the Antichrist have to come on the scene, there has to be collapse of nations. There has to be confusion. And they have to be chaos for all of these to happen. Otherwise, they cannot come in because man has to be in trouble. And are they doing this to cause man in trouble? You know, whenever man does something, they get into trouble. We know. And the two things that they are banking on to bring this on is the climate change. And secondly, is the effects of COVID. That we have recently had, which is still going on. So we pray that all of this will not happen, but that may be wishful thinking on my part. It is just like the people of Judah. They say, the army of Babylon has retreated. They will not come back. They'll be gone. And we see, of course, they came back and took them. They took them exiles to the nation of Babylon. So we pray that our Lord will take care of us. I know He will, and we need to spend time praying to our Lord and getting closer to Him. Next Sunday, I will continue with this Genesis 47 as we talk about the food situation in the regions of this world. And also what we can expect in America. And I'll also show you what people are doing to sabotage our food here in America. And I've got pictures of all of those. So let us close in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your blessings. We thank You for Your love. Thank You for making us aware of this great reset. We know, oh Lord, in the next 2 to 3 years, there may be some turmoil, there may be some wars, there may be problems, but Lord, we know that You are there for us, and we trust in You, and we believe in You, and we know that You will take care of us. Lord, as we wind up our services here today, and as we return back home, be with us. Take care of us and bring us back at the next appointed time. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.